This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild are home tonight against the Colorado Avalanche, putting a four-game winning streak on the line. Minnesota head coach John Hines says his injury-plagued team showed some real moxie in Tuesday's win over St. Louis, which was important.
It's finding different ways to win. As we move forward here over the course of the year, you're going to need to play in different situations. You got to learn how to play with a lead. You got to learn how to come from behind. What does that look like, and what does that entail? How do you play in a tight 1-1 or a tie game? All these different scenarios. And to the players' credit, they really dug in and did what we needed to do to have a come-from-behind win.
Tonight's game will start at 7 at the X. The Timberwolves are on the road tonight. They face the Magic in Orlando, a division-leading team. The Wolves beat the Pelicans in New Orleans on Tuesday. Minnesota center Rudy Gobert says blocking six shots and grabbing 14 rebounds in Tuesday's win was important.
Try to set the tone for the team. And the team needs me to be the best in the world on that end on the floor for us to be who we want to be. So, some games, I mean, there's going to be ups and downs, but I got to make sure that is what I'm looking forward for every game.
Tonight's game will tip at 6. Minnesota's won two straight. College basketball tonight, the St. Thomas women are at South Dakota with a 7 o'clock tip. Twins assistant general manager Jeremy Zoll gives us an offseason update on shortstop Carlos Correa.
Carlos is another guy who's in a really good spot this offseason, had his follow-up appointments with the physicians out in California, been in touch with Nick Paparesa and Dr. Camp along the way, and he's really optimistic of how his body's feeling, how his foot's feeling, and it's definitely been on all of our minds and Carlos's mind of how to make sure that we don't run into that issue in 2025, and feel like we have some ideas there to manage things and make sure he's in the best spot possible to be in the lineup as much as he can.
Pitchers and catchers report in a little more than a month. This is MNN Sports.